going, NBA fans and NBA fans from around the world? This is the very first episode of the Vietes Rundown, and I'm your host, Manny Vietes. This episode will serve as a prequel to my podcast, as I'll be giving you my bio, past history with the NBA, some fun facts about myself, and the mission statement of my podcast. So without further ado, I am Manny Vietes. I am 22 years old. I'm a senior at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And yes, that is UNLV, home of the 1990 NCAA Running Rebel Champions, best college basketball team to ever be assembled. That's not even debatable, which I don't even want to hear. They beat Duke by 30 points in the national championship game. So you can just add me on Twitter if you want to get into a little argument about that. So moving on to the NBA, I started writing for a website called kingscoop.com as a freshman. We started off as a low-level media outlet. We were credentialed. We had credentials to all the home games for Sacramento and away games too. I went to a lot of away games and home games too. My first real dose of in-depth NBA reporting was during the 2013 NBA Summer League. And I covered multiple summer leagues after that too for kingscoop.com. And then my colleague, Leo Biaz, ended up getting handed cowbellkingdom.com. So now we transitioned over to that, and I'm now the lead reporter and writer for that website. And so you can look us up at cowbellkingdom.com and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at cowbell_kingdom for all your latest Sacramento King news. So moving on to a little bit about myself. So my top two in music right now, I'll have to say, is Travis Scott and Migos. Travis Scott, because his auto-tune style gives a different type of feel to his whole aura around himself. If you ever were to see Travis Scott in concert, which I highly recommend, it definitely gives you a different feel for his music. It definitely shows all the energy and effort that he can exemplify in a type of genre that hasn't been touched yet, which he can has taken the rap game and taken the hip-hop game and created a whole different group in his own, which a lot of rappers are now copying because now they're using that auto-tune and that, you know, the synths and like the dark type of style to their advantage, which I got to give Travis a lot of credit, which hadn't been done before, and he just capitalized on that. And so my second is Migos. They're the hottest thing out right now, obviously, but what I like about them specifically is that they have this great understanding of each other. There's three of them, Offset, Takeoff, and Quavo. And when they're in the studio together, you see them feed off each other. They might be doing an ad lib, and one might be rapping a bar, and then at the same time, one's in the back doing, you know, another ad lib. If you ever watch one of their videos on YouTube, definitely gives you a sense behind their music. They're just not in a studio, just sitting there talking and just recording with no purpose behind it. They actually have rhythm, style. They actually, you know, they're along with Travis. They're actually changing the clothing game while they're rapping, because now you see a lot of people wearing the concert tees, wearing, you know, like the ripped jeans, all that, like the jean jackets, those type of clothing, and all the type of athletic wear too, which now they're making it a lot more popular than it had been in the past. Which that leads me on to my next topic, which is clothing. So I'm into that, you know, Kanye type of urban style, which I have a lot of that type of clothing in my arsenal, but I do like the Nikes, I do like the Adidas. All the new shoes that Adidas have been putting out have been absolutely fire, coming from like the NMDs, coming from the new Yeezys that have been coming out. They've actually been a lot different than what I had expected, which is better than when they first came out. So Adidas has been killing the game with shoes. Nike has been killing the game as well with just their ideas behind their new concepts of material in their shoes. I wouldn't say it's better quality than Adidas right now, but that's where I like right now. And then so that closes up my style. But going on to like my family and going on to what I actually represent, I have a mom, I have a sister, a grandma, and a dad that are very, very supportive of me, of my career, along with a lot of my best friends and fraternity brothers. So I got to give a lot of thanks to them. They keep on allowing me to pursue my career and supporting me 100% behind all that. So thank you guys. And so my mission statement for my podcast, I want to give a clear, accurate, and concise information about the NBA and things surrounding the NBA from a millennial standpoint. You know, I hear all of these podcasts online and all these people talk about, you know, stuff from an agent's point of view or stuff from a manager's point of view, or, you know, these people are league experts and been in the NBA league, the NBA scope for years now. You know, I've been in it since I was 18, so four years now. You know, I know my fair share of, you know, who's who. I know I have my foot in the door a little bit where I know who's, some people know me, some people don't. So I'm not saying I'm an expert by any means, but I do know a lot more than the average NBA fan, which on my show, I will be taking in guests, other NBA writers from around the NBA, some low-level writers, some high-level writers. I will also be getting players on the show too. Could be D-League, could be college, could be some NBA players. I'm not too sure, but I have some lined up for me in the near future. So I just wanted to give you guys a dose of what to expect from my podcast and what type of flow and what type of style I'll be bringing in. You know, if you want me to grab anybody on Twitter, if you want me to talk to any writers, if you want any insight from people that you want to hear from, don't be afraid to ask me or ask me any questions or create any topics up on Twitter, and I'll talk about them here on the podcast. So if you have any questions or anything, make sure to at me on Twitter or on Instagram at Manny_Vietes. That's Manny_VIEITES. So thanks for listening to my podcast. Please subscribe. I'll be back with more soon. I really, really appreciate you guys listening to it. I wanted you guys just to have a dose of what to expect and what to look forward to. So thank you very much. Follow me on Twitter. Thanks. Peace.